You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl.
Later this week, we're going to get an update on existing and new home sales numbers. Demand has been B-A-N-A-N-A-S. You may remember that last week, new home starts reached a 15-year high, and that's happening despite the fact that the price of a key ingredient in homes is going through the roof, no pun intended. Lumber now costs four times what it did a year ago, four times. It's at a record high, $1,326.70 per thousand board feet. We asked Marketplace's Sabri Benishore to find out why.
It is true. A lot of people stuck at home decided to fix their homes up.
We've been swamped in the last two, three, 4 weeks.
Nancy Kiefer runs Moyer's Sawmill a couple hours outside of Philadelphia. It's just four people. They normally cut wood for barns and sheds. Now, contractors are coming asking for wood to use in homes.
We had some kind of a contractor. He wanted like 3,000 2x4s. And I said, there's just no way we can do that.
The whole lumber supply chain wasn't quite ready for the demand. Stinson Dean is CEO of Deacon Lumber, a wholesaler.
We're very scarred from what we went through in the Great Recession.
It took a long time for people all through the lumber supply chain, he says, to believe that demand was actually going to come back, let alone come back with a vengeance.
So inventory stayed lean, production schedules stayed lean. It's just you buy exactly what you need for that day, that week, and you do not buy extra.
But even without a pandemic, lumber prices were headed up. John Duncanson is the timber analyst at Corton Capital.
All COVID did was throw up a bit of a smoke screen.
He says the average age of U.S. homes is now approaching 45 years old. So demand for wood for repairs and remodels has been building for way longer than the pandemic. And natural disasters have cut supply.
Canada, in particular, Western Canada and British Columbia, have had the forests that there have been faced with infestations of mountain pine beetle, as they call it, basically killed every third tree.
All this put together, says Duncanson, means he doesn't think lumber prices are going to go back to normal. Not anytime soon. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.